As the holiday season approaches, the local medical officer of health is doubling down on remarks made in mid-November about not ruling out further public health measures. "Yes, we are contemplating potential restrictions," confirms Dr. Jim Chirico during Thursday's North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit press conference, when asked if people could expect additional measures for the holidays. "That's on everybody's mind. We're seeing restrictions put in place all around us," Chirico continues. "I believe if things start to really escalate within the province, there has to be a central response and central restrictions at the provincial level to be put in place. We've experienced it in the past. When you have differences in restrictions in healthier regions, people will travel to less restrictive areas." See, neighboring health unit has highest case rates in the province by far, and some Ontario health units reinstating capacity limits, mulling tougher COVID measures. No word yet on exactly what those restrictions might entail, but Chirico says discussions are taking place at the health unit and those have included the possibility of capacity limits, measures for businesses, and vaccination requirements for youth sports, similar to restrictions recently put in place in surrounding areas, such as Greater Sudbury. See also, heading to Sudbury? New protective public health measures take effect Saturday. Pretty much everything is on the table as far as restrictions go, that is reasonable. Chirico says, later adding, if certain areas of the population need to be targeted to help prevent the spread of more cases, that's what we'll look at. There is no magic formula. It is subjective. We try to base our decisions on the best evidence that's available at the time. Chirico is advising people to act now by having self-imposed restrictions. And he is stressing public health measures and vaccinations as ways to limit the spread of the COVID-19 virus and the Omicron variant that the health unit acknowledges will eventually make its way into the district. See also, 7 Omicron variant cases in Simcoe County linked to travelers from Nigeria and Omicron confirmed in person in Ontario without travel history. Public health unit. What we're trying to do is keep the healthcare system intact, Chirico adds, so we don't have increased admissions to the ICU and deaths. Chirico led his remarks with warnings about the Omicron variant, saying it is a game changer. We need to pay really close attention to it and use really good judgment.